We were talking about things that kids used to play on. Did you have that thing that would go up?
Seesaws.
Yeah, you get on and say you were. Start
going up and down, you know. I have rode one of them until I wore blisters on it. Straddling it, you know.
Start teetering on it?
Yeah, we'd go going up and down, you know.
Did you ever see the ones that you might build that would have one in the middle and do this?
Flying chimney.
Flying chimney?
I've had failed them. I have been hurt on them. Little, not bad.
What? What happened?
Oh, the kid be going and pushing you too fast and cutting up and get you to jogging up and down, you know, one end like this. Or if it's actually handled right, it would revolve pretty level if each person was on it. See, you kid mostly, usually there was two, one on one end, one on the other. If you let it alone, push it smooth, I mean, behave yourself, it'd go around levels. But you know, children, they wouldn't always do that, you know, they like, they get you in tight. So you always had to be watching out for that thing.
Would you ride facing?
Forward?
Or?
Well, straddle it. Straddle it. Well, we did that. See, we cut us a sapling, you might call it, or a bush. Maybe it was 4 inches around. Now we cut it about 4 feet from the ground, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we took an axe and trimmed that around here small at the top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd either drill or burn a hole in the through this pole that would go down over this notch we'd cutting that stump, you see, on that stump part we left.
Yeah.
Then you had your flying chimney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you had them things that you could tie up to a tree limb?
Swings.
Swing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And a lot of it was grapevine swings. There's places on the bluffs here in this country, us boys, you can find a tree laying out over the creek around the bluff, and that's happened in many places up and down this creek. You cut that grapevine off the ground, maybe it'd be as big, maybe it'd be 3 or 4 inches through, you know, that grapevine. And maybe it'd be 30 foot up to your, close to your limb. Man, now you're talking about a ride, you get up on that bluff, you see. Swing, man, you get a swing. Of course, it wouldn't last more than one part of 1 year. You was always afraid, you know, that, of course, when you cut that vine, it'll die, you see. And you couldn't stay with him too many months because it was too dangerous.
When you got flour, you said it came in a barrel. What would run around the barrel? Those?
Well, it would be sometimes, it came two different ways, as I remember. They would be a wars, a little less, not much more than half as big around as your pencil. You know, it'd come around them. And that tied and tightened over stays, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there'd be some thin, what's called hooks, loops, you know, maybe 2 inches, just a real thin tin, you know, that come up from the bottom. The barrel was always sloped at each end,
yeah.
Bigger in the middle, you know.